That's true. So true.
Experience is not the best teacher unless it's somebody else's experience.
You're so right about that. Experience is the best teacher.
Absolutely.
Somebody else's experience.
As long as they're coming from somebody else, you know, and that's the purpose of having experience. I can understand y'all having the pictures a little bit off. I'm talking about the pictures.
Right.
Again. But anyhow, I'm blanking that out. I'm thinking about, actually, I thought, believe it or not, for a minute there, I went to a helicopter. My mind went to a helicopter because the way they got stuff arranged. But anyway, experience is the best teacher if it's somebody else's experience, because it does cost too much to try to get out here and do stuff. And we try to teach our children that all the time. Like, look, we already been through it twice, three times, four times. You know, you don't have to go through it. Just believe me, it don't work out for you. And they go out and do it anyway. And then they come back and say, guess what?
You was right. But why didn't you believe me?
I don't get it, man. Because the same way we didn't believe our parents.
No, we didn't. We didn't believe. We did it the hard way.
Yeah.
We did it the hard way.
We did.
But thank God, you know, he works all things together for our good, and he brings us back to where he wants us to be.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how far we've gotten off track, he knows how to work all
things. You know, I always felt that. I knew that I had strayed far away from where my mom and dad had took me as far as God. But I always felt that he always had that rope tied to me, to where he could always pull me back, or I could always find my way back to where he was.
Okay.
I always felt that. Now, that was a little dangerous in a way, because I kind of played with things I shouldn't have. But I was always understanding why I was getting that grace and mercy, too. Okay? It wasn't like I was oblivious to that. I was like, I know this ain't nothing I'm doing.
Right.
You know? So, anyhow.
Yeah, I understand that too, because I can still hear my parents, things that they had told me along the way.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, those voices are never silent.
Unfortunate and fortunate, because there's some things I done said to people that I wished I could erase from the planet, but you can't, because it just keeps going out and out, and it rings in those people's ears forever. I mean, people will come up to you and say that you said something to them 50 years ago. And you'd be like, man, do you know we was kids?
Right, right, right.
They'd be like, yeah, but when you said it, you really meant it. Like, yeah, I might have, but I was a child. You know, I don't feel like that nor think like that today.
Right. I've had that experience too, babysitting. I was a child, babysitting other kids.
Yeah.
You know,
which is,
you beat us. Well, I was beat. So I didn't know any better, right?
But beat kids. Kid beater.
Yeah, but, you didn't do what I said. You know, I didn't know any different.
Boy.
My mom whooped my butt if I didn't do what she said. So you're looking at a 6-year-old babysitting a 4-year-old or a 3-year-old, right? And I tell you, do something, you don't do it, so I whoop your butt like I got. So, hey, I didn't mean to. I didn't know any better. Like you said, I was a child.
We had them philosophies, didn't we? Our parents had us thinking like that, you know.
Right.
And we thought that, man. I mean,
some
of the dumb stuff I thought, as far as even, I remember, I thought about this yesterday. I remember going to my buddies in 1973 and asking them their advice about being married. And they wasn't married.
But you wanted their advice, right?
Because I knew even less than they did.
Okay.
And so I thought that they knew quite a bit, because they had different type of worldly type experiences that I didn't have.
Right.
Yeah. Wrong.
Right. You're right.
Wrong. That was the wrong thing to do, man. Messed up all kinds of stuff. I tell the story about my book. We'll talk about that one day. I'll bring it in and let you. I'll give you a copy of it, matter of fact. And I talk about how I learned this lesson from a captain being on a ship. He was asleep. and a storm came up and it broke his boat loose, and his boat drifted into another boat and caused a whole lot of damage. And they took him off their post. You know, he was like, look, you lose your commission on, well, not your commission, but you lose whatever it is to the ship. And so the guys that he was a good guy, man, you know, so they all rallied together to try to keep him. And the Navy was like, no, a captain is responsible for the ship no matter where he is or what time it is. He said, so that ship having that problem was negligence on his part, even though it wasn't his fault. He was asleep. He wasn't even in charge. It was at night. You know, right. The XO was in charge. But I always thought about this in the book. I say, I was the captain of all of my things, my relationships, and I drove them all to right into the rocks.
Right.
You know, I didn't try to steer around them. I think I just hit it right into the side of the cliff or whatever. Because, man, I mean, stuff I should have thought about, I just didn't know. So, I went to my buddies and asked them, well, how do you do this thing? They said, oh, well, I'll tell you how you do it. You know, first year, you got to do this. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had this stuff all laid down. Now, here I am like a fool trying to follow this stuff and just messing up. No man should ever get involved with no woman until he first understand how women really feel and think about us and themselves. Now, they don't see us the way we see us,
right,
with our dumb selves. You need to get you a woman that you can talk with that's going to tell you the truth about womanhood. And if you got a woman in your life, I tell these young cats, you need a sister or aunt, somebody that can say, hey, man, look at you. You need to hold on, you know, check. Because my mom was like that. If you had a girlfriend you bring around her, she's like, boy, that woman ain't no good.
Yeah.
You'd be like, but mom, I love her. She's a boy. That woman ain't no good. You know, we've talked about that. But she did that with all of us, you know. And it's because she had experience and she knew.
She could see.
She knew women.
Yes.
You know, I didn't know.
That's true.
I didn't know. We didn't know.
No. But, you know, we move impulses and feelings and, you know, we're not thinking, we're not seeing
Honey,
beyond that.
I've always been confused about that whole relation thing, but, you know, I even find out even more as I've had ladies in my life that would say, you really think that that's what was going on? I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, no, that's not what they're doing. And they would tell you about, I mean, different people that's in your life, they're like, nah, this is what they're doing. You understand? I had a lady tell me one time, she said, Woody, your wife is not thinking what you just told me. What you mean? You know, you ain't, I'm telling you what she said. He said, man. He said, nah, bro, you done messed up. He said, because you done gave away too much of what you done did. He said, that woman's not going to, she's not going to get over that like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
We live and learn.
No, we don't.
We don't? You don't think so?
No, not really. Because if we did, we wouldn't keep doing the same stupid things over. Listen here. You only learn what you're going to learn. I ain't saying it's capacity-wise. I'm saying acceptance-wise.
Okay.
Once you get to that point, you decide, because I know people like that right now. And I ain't, you know, whatever, man. I didn't learn all I want to learn.
Right.
Then when you talk to them and you think about it, some of the stuff that you got, that you know, that you learned is kind of strange. So maybe you didn't learn everything you should have learned. So I don't know, man. I think we constantly try to learn, but I don't think that we ever get to a point to where we can say that we done learned. But don't you realize that as you got older, you realize how much you didn't know?
Oh, yeah.
You remember how you would wake up and say, you know what I used to think? When I was 25... I thought I knew. And I'm like, when I got 45, I was like, that 25-year-old was a fool.
Yes. Yes. Naive, all that. Yes.
And I'm looking at 55 now. Hey, you know, whoo. You was a little bit off there. Okay?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is, yeah, we learn, but slowly.
Yes.
Slowly.
You're right, slowly.
Girl.
You're right. I have to give you that now.
Only the stuff I can tell you off air, but it's just, you know, man, it's crazy. How we get, and you know, look, before you hear, you hear. He probably called back knowing him. You get trapped, man. You know?
Yes. It's part of life, too. Getting trapped. The same mistakes.
But you shouldn't make the same mistakes,
though.
But why?
I don't know. I guess you have to come to a point where you've had enough of the old stuff, and then you have to find something new. Like you said, Christ.
But okay, listen. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun.
That's true.
Okay. There's only 13 notes on a piano or in any music structure. Now, for y'all that know music, you understand my point. In the 13 notes that you have over 20 to 30 billion look-like songs written. Of course, I'm exaggerating. But you got all these songs written, and they only use those 13 notes. How is that possible? All those arrangements. You can only do so much with 13.
Mm. I never knew that. 13 notes.
Wow. This ain't got nothing to do with what we're talking about, but it does in a way. You know, when you make chords, chords have names to them. Like you'll say a C major, okay? Or you can say a C major, and then you can say a C major 7. That means you're going to add a 7th tone to the 1, 3, and 5, okay? Well, when you start getting into C major 9th, C major 11th, well, the highest you can go is a C major 13th.
Right.
But now you're not playing 13 notes. But it has to count, it has to add up to 13. When you look at the 3, 5, and the 8, and the 7, or whatever numbers you pick, those numbers have to add up to 13. Now, that's crazy, but a lot of people don't know that in music.
So
in other words, that note, that 13th, what would be the 13th note would have to appear in that particular chord structure in order for it to be a 13th chord.
So did you learn that when you learned how to read music?
I made it up.
You made it up?
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, that's part of what they call the theory of music.
Okay,
you only got 13 notes, but, you can do so much with that. I mean, think about this, man. Music is old. And people have been humming. People, even before they started writing notes out, you know, people was humming notes and whistling notes and sounding, making sounds with things that was sounding out notes. That's kind of like how they perfected a lot of this other stuff, man.
That is true. And we are out of time again.
Oh, my goodness.
I have so much enjoyed you today.
Not again. Okay.
Yes, and you got to come back.
I've enjoyed
again.
You. I sure would love to.
We'll have you back again. Thank you once again for listening to A Voice of the People here on WGH Talk. Let it not be your last time. Don't forget some of the announcements. Don't forget to register to vote. Till next time, be blessed. Linda Sims out. Thank you.
You're listening to